question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Okay, Mary and I are back. Let's do this, as it's time for us to get to the next installment of the Chief Travel Leader series. If you were listening last week, we mentioned that our friends at Carnival Corporation and the World Travel and Tourism Council, well, they were holding a global science summit this week. They did just that on Tuesday, so we invited Gloria Guevara, the CEO of the WTTC, back onto the program to share some details and discuss its impact on travel. We also want to get to a few other travel items as well. Before we say hello to Gloria, a quick word about a loyal show sponsor, Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
Well, the circumstances involving this pandemic have certainly made it clear that you just never know when it comes to emergency situations when you travel. If you are planning a vacation or an important trip at some point, don't put your investment or your well-being at risk. Do what we do and purchase travel insurance from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable and it's going to give you protection in a lot of different ways.
Folks, there are different types of coverages to protect your specific needs, but whatever level or type you choose for your travels, get protection from TravelGuard.com. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, Robert, let's welcome back Gloria and get right to all of these things that we want to talk with her about.
Gloria, great to have you back again with Mary and me. We hope you, your family, and the team at WTTC are doing well over in London.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Everyone is doing wonderful, and likewise in your part of the world.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We are, thank God for that right now. So listen, it's been 4 months since we last spoke with you back on our April 4th live broadcast. This past week, the World Travel and Tourism Council and our friends at Carnival Corporation put on the Global Science Summit. The goal was, you know, to address the impact of the coronavirus and ways to move forward. So I want to start there, Gloria. I understand you had over 17,000 people register for the event. Hopefully some of them were from this audience, because Mary and I certainly recommended it during the show last week. But what are some of the top takeaways from this summit this week that maybe you can share with the million or so listeners we have tuned in right now across the USA?
Thank you. This is a unique initiative, and I have to say it was a great idea from Carnival, and we put it together, and the main goal is to understand the science, because there's a lot of confusion out there. This was not about travel, so we didn't talk about the travel industry at all, but we wanted to understand, you know, the epidemiology, the testing, and different components of COVID, and have all the answers of the questions that we always ask. It was fascinating to hear to 12 different experts in this area and all the answers. And to me, it was interesting because it also helped us to validate our strategy at WTTC without even asking about the travel industry. Things like the importance of wearing the mask, and that if we all wear the mask for several weeks, we will be in a very different situation, the importance of testing, the importance of how do you get the virus, for instance, or even questions from the audience that we had the chance to ask about, is okay to go to a swimming pool or things like that. So it was very interesting, very helpful, very insightful, and a lot of information and the right answers, especially from the experts, because there's a lot of confusion currently, but a lot of lessons learned.
Well, okay, good to hear, and agree that there is a lot of confusion. So as you just said, both you and Carnival Corporation put this together. The CEO, Arnold Donald, he's been on our radio show several times, moderated the summit. You broke it down into three segments that I just want to lay out for the listeners. Understanding the virus, way it's spreading, science of detection and testing, prevention, treatment, and cure, and moving forward with a life in a coronavirus world. Gloria, until there are proven and accepted therapeutics, ideally a vaccine, there's a lot of noise, a lot of confusion out there, as you said. Let's talk about some of the recommendations for how we can continue to live our lives moving forward if you do apply maybe what you talked about this week to travel with the virus still out there. It's certainly impacting hospitality, impacting travel. What are some recommendations that you have in terms of how we deal with this moving forward?
Well, based on what we learned, as I say, from this week, it was interesting because they say that there are three things that they are very relevant that we all can contribute. One is wearing the mask, very important, and we can continue while, I mean, we don't have a vaccine. That doesn't mean that we cannot travel. The experts actually talk about trying to have some new normal. Wearing the mask is an important one. The second one that they talk about is testing, the importance of based on current available tests to also test the asymptomatic and not only the sick people. That was also very interesting, and having quick results and multiple tests, not only once, so that we can isolate the sick people. And the third one, of course, was the physical distance, the 2 meters or 1.5 meters at least is relevant, because they explain how you can get the virus, the droplets, and all the technical terms. So they say that you need to try to do these three, and if not, at least two are very important. But as I say, those were some of the lessons learned, and in addition to some other things that they cover.
All right, I want to go in a little different direction with you. Since you're based in London, I'd like to get a firsthand report from you, you know, and how things are in England today with the virus. And what's your reaction been to the UK imposing a quarantine on travelers returning from Spain, since that's certainly another blow to their tourism industry?
Absolutely. That was unfortunately really bad news. I mean, the UK is doing better, much better, I have to say. The government has to step up and help to protect the workers and, of course, the sector with different measures in terms of liquidity and some fiscal benefits and others like some other countries around the world. Unfortunately, the announcement about the quarantine that they included in Spain recently came as a surprise and caught everyone, unprepared or unfortunately something not expected. And the impact is not only for the UK trade, which we saw a lot of millions of cancellations, unfortunately, of trips, and as well as the Spain travel industry, but it was an impact for the entire region because this is the largest region of the world in travel and tourism, yeah. And summer is the most important time of the year. That decision created uncertainty and a lot of concern and a huge domino effect.
So in addition to Spain, we are unfortunately beginning to see some increased outbreaks in France, Germany, Australia, Japan, Hong Kong. We certainly know the challenges we're experiencing here in the U.S. Can you speak to the impact that other countries are facing currently, Gloria, whether good or not so good, as we talk today, this first day of August here on Saturday morning? Do you have any stats and data that you'd like to share with us?
Yes, I'd like to share, for instance, we have seen two differences, right? One is, as you say, some countries have seen a second wave. In some cases, very isolated cases. That doesn't mean that the entire country is in the same condition. It's just either a mid-plan or a specific town where we see the impact. However, there are some good stories as well. Like, for instance, in the case of Iceland, as an example, they have a test on arrival, which is one of the things that we have been proposing. Iceland has done quite well. They didn't even have a lockdown, and they have managed to start recovering travel and tourism. If you look at the numbers also for Greece, mm-hmm. where they have 4,000 cases and only 200 people, unfortunately, dead, they have also tested on arrival, and they are recovering in tourism. So this is not a binary solution or a sum-zero game. You can protect lives and also recover travel and the economy if you follow the recommendations and the right path. So we're seeing both. Some countries that they already recovered, like China, some others in Asia, Greece doing quite well, Iceland too, Germany doing well. You mentioned France, Spain. Andalusia is doing quite well. Canary Islands and Baleares doing great.
It really is a mix out there. It's a complete mix. I mean, we're seeing that here in the States with some states doing well, others not doing well.
And like you said, certain states and certain portions of the states.
I agree with you about Iceland. Iceland, folks, if you haven't followed what they've done, you should look it up, Google it. It's been fascinating. But, Gloria, we've got about 2 minutes with you. I want to just go again in a different direction with you. Mary and I, frankly, we're frustrated that the U.S. cruise operators are not being allowed to try and responsibly cruise again here in the States. Honestly, I'm sure these companies can find ways to cruise with 25 to 50% capacity, even if their cruise to nowhere. We're certainly hearing that from our audience, but the CDC in our country has, you know, basically has things shut down. So when you look at the travel world, whether it's cruising or wherever, where do you see the greatest need right now and perhaps a sector that may never be the same once it's all over?
Well, the greatest need in our mind is the coordination among countries. Every leader has looked only internally and domestic, which we understand at the beginning of this outbreak. But now is the time to step up and have this global coordination. We need to create corridors, for instance, New York and London as an example, right? And like those, we need to be able to have these corridors that are okay. At the same time with the cruises, I believe there is a possibility to cruise actually here in Europe. You can see river cruises and you can see some cruises in Asia. So we should be able to see more cruises, as you say, with the right protocols, the right measures, and perhaps limited capacity, as long as they follow these protocols, they should be fine, especially because the cruise industry are experts in protecting health. And I speak from my own experience, 30 times cruise for many years.
Wow,
so
okay.
I think they should be able to be allowed to offer that unique experience to the travelers. And same situation with flights and hotels and the others. We should be able to recover travel, as considering that the vast majority of the population doesn't have COVID. If we all wear the mask and we have the tests and we follow the protocols, we can have some new normal before we wait for the vaccine,
yeah,
right?
Well, we agree with you.
agree.
100, 1,000,
yes.
1 million percent
on
that.
I think we can wait.
Gloria, listen, we really do appreciate the check-in. Our best to you and the WTTC team. Stay safe, and we will certainly talk again soon, okay?
Thank you, and likewise.
Thank you. Nice catching up with you. Take care.
Take care.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, really good points that Gloria made. Folks, if you want to go check out that summit and other things that they've done, the Global Science Summit, just go to WTTC.org. And right now, by the way, it's a good time for you to connect with us at Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel, because we have to take a quick break. 80% of the show is still ahead today, and we're going to get right to it after these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.